You can't stop struggling, you know. It's not going to help. Who am I? Did your father really shelter you that much? I mean, seriously, he couldn't have. You are their only child, after all. I'm sure your father could have told you many stories about me. Still clueless? Huh. Interesting. Well, my name is Lillian. Lillian Cross? The leader of the Dreamy Cartel. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. Although, I'm sure we could have met in much nicer circumstances. But unfortunately for you, you happen to be the child of my greatest rival. So, we decide to take you. And here we are. What did your father do to me? Would you like to know? Sweetheart, it's a very long list. Though, I'm sure you have time to hear it. Besides, you can't go anywhere. Well, since you're already here, let me tell you something. Your father is a very bad man. He killed a lot of people. I mean, I did too. But his little mafia group crossed the wrong line with the Dreamy Cartel. Stupid. Oh, please, it's not stupid. Besides, what's stupid and foolish is how you didn't notice me watching you way before this encounter of ours. Your father really tried his hardest to hide his precious child away from my eyes. But of course, I found a way to stalk you. It was honestly quite really easy to notice when you sneak out and go to clubs and parties. You know, you should have listened to your father. I thought he warned you many times. Bad people are always watching you, sweetie. You should have listened to him, you know. Bad people are always roaming around, waiting to pounce on you. Oh well, and for other things. What do I want from you? Well, I thought about it, and I honestly thought you would figure it out by now. I want you. I mean, why else would I kidnap you? I mean, sure, you'd make for a grand ransom, but it would be such a waste to use you just for a simple ransom. So instead, I sent him a cute little letter saying that I found you. I'm saying that I love you. Oh, it's so amusing that I found myself developing feelings for you. It's almost like an obsession, if you will, that I've found myself to be in with you. What? What's with that look, little lamb? Oh, come on. Is the little lamb crying? There. It won't be that bad, I promise. Me? A liar? Oh, please, trust me. I mean, I may have you chained up to a chair, but I wouldn't lie to you. Yet anyway. Oh, please don't struggle. It will only make me more likely to tighten them to see you squirm. I mean, it's really just a way to get me off seeing you squirm like that. Fuck you. Well, I'm sure you wouldn't fuck me. Instead, I will. Well, that depends on how you play this game. Let's play a game, shall we? A little game. A little gamble, per se. I want to see at least some struggle from you and not make it too easy for me. You know, make it more fun. We're going to play a little game of poker. A simple game of poker. I promise there's no other rules. If I win, I get to keep your life and everything that comes with it. And if you win, you can freely walk out of here with no one trying to get you back. I promise. I swear I won't go back on it. I may be a mafia leader, but I'm not that much of a liar. You play? Great. Let's get started, shall we? Now don't come crying to me when I win.